Hi, I'm Shannon Lenz, your spiritual fitness coach. Have you ever been discouraged because you're feeling discouraged? What I mean is, have you ever felt disappointed with yourself because even though you are a Christian and you trust in the Lord, you found yourself stuck in a pit of despair? Maybe you're struggling to cope with grief. Maybe you continually feel a sense of overwhelming sadness. Maybe you struggle with chronic depression, and as if your struggle wasn't hard enough already, you feel a sense of guilt or shame on top of it because you believe that surely if your faith in the Lord was strong enough, you'd never feel this down. But I'm here to tell you that even the most faithful Christians can struggle with discouragement and depression sometimes. I know because I'm one of them. After the birth of my second child, I was diagnosed with postpartum depression. I remember being so ashamed of my struggle. After all, I've been a Christian for as long as I can remember. My relationship with Christ has always been vitally important to me. What did my depression tell me about the strength of my faith? It told me that my faith was weak, which added insult to injury. During this very difficult season, this passage of scripture was a great encouragement to me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." The Apostle Paul wrote these words to the Corinthian church after he explained that he struggled with a thorn in the flesh, which harassed him. While we don't know exactly what this thorn in the flesh was, we do know that he asked God to take the thorn away from him 3 times. But the Lord did not take it away. Instead, God told Paul that the purpose of the thorn was to display God's strength in his life, not his own strength. You see, the Apostle Paul had a strong, take-charge personality, and he had lots of natural gifts. He was intense and committed. He was well-educated, and he knew how to reason with people. The issue was, Paul could have very easily begun to think that he was a successful missionary in his own strength. He could have become prideful and stopped depending on the Lord. But that thorn in the flesh, it was a reminder to Paul that he desperately needed the Lord. Paul knew full well that he was only able to be who he was by the grace of God. My season of deep discouragement and depression was like a thorn in my flesh. I did ask God to take it away, and eventually I did improve. But for many months, I had to depend on God to get me through the simplest daily tasks of motherhood. I realized just how desperately I needed the Lord. That season will always be a reminder to me that even when my faith is weak, my faith is not in the strength of my faith. My faith is in the Lord, and His grace is sufficient for me, even in my weaknesses. And the irony of it all is that when I understood just how weak and frail my faith was, He used that season of struggle to grow and strengthen my faith in Him. You can win today over discouragement by remembering that we aren't saved by the strength of our faith. We are saved only because of who our faith is in. If your faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, when you are weak, you are strong. My challenge for you today is to memorize 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10. Write it down on a note card and post it in a prominent place. That way, whenever you are feeling discouraged about being so discouraged, you can remember that His grace is sufficient for you. He's the one who makes you strong. Now go and win today.